Okay, let's get into Perek Lamed of Sefer Yechezkel, and that is the Perek, the next Perek, talking about Mitzrayim. We spoke about Mitzrayim in the last Perek, and the major destruction that is going to befall Mitzrayim at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. And in this Perek, we continue talking about Mitzrayim as well. The Malbim says that what is the reason that it is emphasized? To show that it's really going to happen. The more something is emphasized and repeated, the more Hadgasha there is, like Yosef told Paro, because you had a double dream because it's for sure going to happen. It's very un-Malbim-like, because usually the Malbim is always mechalik between different words and different stories. But here he says that Chazar v'seder echus ma'palasam v'pratus yoser v'signon acher, a different style and more details, ki nevua hanishnes v'hanishleshes m'chuyeves lavo behechrech. So it's for sure going to happen, and that is why it is here. If you look at the Abarbanel has a different idea. The Abarbanel says, no, he doesn't think this is the same. He thinks that the previous parak was about the Churban that was going to happen immediately, and this parak might be about La'asa Lavo. And he says that's the Derech of Nevi'im, to receive a Nevuah about something soon, and then piggybacking on that, a Nevuah related, but that's going to happen thousands of years later. Kfar Biarti says the Abarbanel Amala, Shederech HaNevuos Kenhu, Shepa'amim Tavo HaNevuah L'Navi Al Inyan Echad, Karov Lavo. Sometimes the Navi gets information about something that's going to happen very soon. Umiyad yodi'uhu inyan acher mimino shulizman rachok. And then he's told something about that something's going to happen far off. Olachras hayamim. Or even when Mashiach comes. Kamo shepirashi binyan sur. Like I spoke about by Tzuri. He says, shalolavad niba yecheskel achur bana asilavo aleha bikarov. Yecheskel didn't just talk about the more the closer destruction of Tzur that was going to happen. Alagam niba achur bana acher shu asilavo aleha achra yamim rabim. Kein haya heinyan bimitz Ryan. Says the Abarbanel, that's what this parak is about. Kineh Hanavi Yechezkel Niba Baparshios Elu Shepirash Al Churban Mitzrayim Akarav Losos Man Umiyad. Right after that, Balo Nevu Acheres Mimasha Asit Techarev Mitzrayim Churban Acher. There'll be another destruction of Mitzrayim in the future. Yoser Muflag Mimasha Zenevu Chanetzar. Way after Vizeb Achras Hayamim, and that's what this parsha is about. Right? We know in the future all the nations are going to have to stand up. We don't know exactly what is going to happen, but we know from the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, the first couple of Dafim, right? The only Masechta that starts off with Agadata, right? The first two Dafim in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Beis Mabeis talks about all the nations coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all going to be judged. They're all going to say it's not fair. You know, you have to give us a chance to do the Torah. There, it doesn't talk about Mitzrayim. It talks about Romi, and then it talks about Persia. Talks about all of the nations that are going to to come. Okay, but that's the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So that's the parak about Mitzrayim. Vayidvar Hashem Eilai Lemar Ben Adam Hinave V'Yamarta Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. Hashem says Heililu Halayom. Woe to this day. Heililu the Mitzvah of Sion. Lashon Yilala, a cry, a groan. Right? Yilule Yalil, a wail. Why? Ki Karov Yom V'Karov Yom Lashem. It's close. The day has come. Yo, it's so interesting. According to the according to the Barbanel, this is talking about in the future, but it's Kiilu Karov in Hashem's view. Karov Yom Hashem, Yom Anan, Eis Goyim Yeh. It's a day, it's a cloudy day. For the time of the Goyim, there are clouds in the sky. What does cloudy mean? So either it means Kiilu is cloudy. It doesn't really mean it's cloudy, but the tsaris make it cloudy, or it's literally cloudy, right? Anan here is used in the sense of darkness, in the sense of confusion. We know elsewhere in the Torah, it doesn't always have to mean that, right? In Dvarim, Har Sinai is described as an Anan also. V'ha'har bo'er bo'esh ad lev ha'shamayim choshech Anan v'arafel. Anan just means darkness. Sometimes it can mean positive, sometimes it can mean negative. But the Meshech Chacham in Parshas Yisro talks about the three levels, the three mechitzas that we have to break to get close to Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu broke most of them. Choshech Anan v'Arafel, Choshech mi'bachutz, Anan mi'bifnim, Arafel lefnai v'lefnim. And the Meshech Chacham discusses, it's the mergashos, the muchashos, and the medameh. The three different mechitzas. Okay, but either way, Anan can mean different things. It just means darkness, but sometimes the tov, and sometimes Le mutaf. Good. Uva acher b'Mitzrayim. What's going to happen? I'm sorry. One other point. It says the word yom three times here in Pasuk Gimel. Kerav yom, yom. Right. We know Chazal already darshan three times. The word yom in Parshas V'Shalach and the Pasuk teaches us three sudas on Shabbos. Right. Hayom lo suchlu lo timsu basada. If you look in the Das Sofrim here says what's the three times to recognize that here is the day. Hashem often lets history run, so to speak, without it. He's always involved, Machadish B'chol Yom Tamid, but without direct involvement of major activities, but once in a while, the day comes that Hashem has to get involved. Av ki Nebuchadnezzar yeh hakovesh. This is similar to what we discussed in the last parak from Rav Rivlin. Av ki Nebuchadnezzar yeh hakovesh v'hamachriv mita'amim medinim shelo. Even though, yeah, there were political explanations of what was going on, ikra ma'isahu mishum shehigia hayom shebo yafsek Hashem es hamahalecha tivi shel advarim. Hashem is not going to let things just go by their natural run. Kol od advarim mitnahalim lefi mahalach zu. Yeshef Sharus, ki is kaimu olam dvarim shem benigul amasha Hashem chafetz, she is kaimu tovas bnei adam. It could be there are some things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with. Ulam magiyaz man shebo Hashem mashlit et shiltono vidvarim elu mizbarim min haolam. And then they will get uprooted from the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, and that's the emphasis by Hayom, that day had come. Uva'ba cherev b'mitzrayim pasuk dalad now. Cherev came to Mitzrayim. Ha'isal chal chala b'kush. There was shaking in Kush. B'nfol chala b'mitzrayim. V'lachu hamona v'nerasu yisodoseha. Its foundations will be broken. Harisa of the yisodos. Kush ufut v'lud. V'chala erev. V'chuv v'bnei eretz habris. All of these different cities in Mitzrayim that are mentioned. Itam b'cherev yipolu. They will all be fall by the before by the sword. It's interesting, the Das Sofrim also points out that the Yechezkel was never in Mitzrayim, Lechora, and yet he names all of these cities and details. Bevadai lo haya baki me'atzmo b'geografia shem Mitzrayim, v'tchunos areha hashonos. Bevadai af pam lo biker shem, he definitely wasn't there. Kol Hashem hu hakorei b'shem harim ha'elu mipiv shel Yechezkel. It was obviously Hashem telling him, kedei lo hodia lochol ir ma'ashenogeela, describing to each city what was going to happen. O ma'ashehu yoser meduyak lo hodia li Yisrael, ba'esa hiu ledoros ha'ashem Yisrachish la'arim yisugzu. Right, telling Am Yisrael, right, this was part of proving the importance of the emuna in Nevi'im and the listening to Nevi'im, as has been described, we had a couple of prakim ago when on Asar Batavius Bedafka, Yechezkel broadcast on Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. That's exactly when it was happening, and that was also to deepen the connection that and the emuna that Am Yisrael has with its Nevi'im. Right? There's a mitzvah saseh daraisa, the chinuf counts, a mitzvah tov kuf te zayin, to believe and listen to the Nevi'im. It's tavinu lishmo. We're commanded to listen to all the Nevi'im, whatever they command us. Even if in the extreme cases they tell us to go against what it says in the Torah, except for Avodah Zarah, Shomen Lo. Once he's a Navi Emes, kol kavanosav letova, v'chol asher yaseh hu osel l'chazek adas u'lahamin b'shem baruch hu. And that's what it says, elav tishma'un, that is the mitzvah. The chinuch describes lefisha tachlis ma'alas ha'adam hi'asakas ha'nevuah. The highest level that one can reach is the level of nevuah, as the Rambam describes in Ilchos Yisod HaTorah, when one perfects themselves in their mind and they have the level of espodidus and they have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just automatically and even naturally, somewhat, as the Rambam describes it, a person becomes a Navi. Right, that's Perek Zion in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. Kishi ikanis lapardes v'yimashich ba'osan he'inyonos hagadola marachokim v'tiyah lo das nechona lahavinu lahasig v'umiskadesh v'holechu poresh midarkei klal ha'am ha'holchim v'machshechei hazman, and you separate from the rest of the Am that goes through darkness v'holechu mizareis atzmo u'malabi navsho. You go quickly and you teach yourself shlo tiyah lo machshava klal be'ech. No, but always, you're not focusing on anything in the world. You're totally always in the zone. Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shore Alav. Immediately, Ruach HaKodesh Shore. You get to the level of malachim, hanikram ishim, v'yehafich le'ish acher. You turn to another person, you become another person. V'yavin b'daito, she'eno kamo shahaya. I realize that I'm not the same person. But I'm a different person. So we have a mitzvah asay to listen to those people. And by recognizing their maila, uma'atimi b'nei ha'olam zochim ba. Very few people are zocha to this, explains the chinuch. V'olim elak, yasulam gad. It's a very high ladder. Becoming a Navi is at the top. Right, not too many people. So therefore, since there's only a few, so we have a mitzvah and a chiyuv to listen to those people. The Menachas Chinuch there in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Tezayin has a fascinating question relating to the this of the importance of Emunas Chachamim, and that is, well, Moshe Rabbeinu, if one doesn't listen to a Navi, what's the halacha? One is Chayim Misa. Ha'over al zev aloish ve'elav Chayim Misa b'dei Shemayim. Misa b'dei Shemayim, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes. So one second, if somebody ever doesn't do a mitzvah or does an Aveira, then the Torah is called Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. So why wouldn't, every time I don't follow the Torah, I should be violating Nevuah's Moshe, and therefore I should be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim for every time I do something wrong. Kol Mitzvah Zateh Sheba Torah, Shein Bahem Onesh, Hu Over Al Divrei Anavi, Adon HaNavi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Em King, Kol Over Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, Mitzvah Shah Over Al Divrei Navi. Hey Nasin, Hey Lavim Shein Bahem Maisa, V'lom HaPirat HaKasav, Be'ez HaChiyah, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Why do we only have a few that are Misa B'dei Shemayim? Every mitzvah in the world should be a Misa B'dei Shemayim. V'lomar, the Onesh Hu Rak Al HaNaviim, Chutz Moshe Rabbeinu, and it if this halacha should be everything except Moshe, is it dachuk? Why should Moshe be any worse? Right? Why is it? The Alkein, therefore the Menachas Chinuch's answer is, Lule Divrei Rabbeinu HaGadol, Dineinu Maharam, Rabbeinu Habav HaMachaber, if the Rambam and the Chinuch didn't emphasize this, but I'll emphasize it, Nirali Dafka Mivater. It's not just when you don't do something, don't listen to the Navi, because you have a taiva for something. No, the point of this Isser is when you don't listen because you do not recognize the value and you undermine the authority. V'yal yidei zeh efshar delo hemin bedvarav. V'yal zeh ha'onesh b'yisav edei shemayim. Havo mitzvah sa'navi she'inu mevater. Rak over machba she'yisra takfo, my yitzahara gets the better of me, kamo shol ha'melech be'gilgol. Shol ha'melech left and left Gilgal before Shmuel came back. Uben melchamas ha'malek, kamo she'gasa be'kra'inu b'chlal zeh. V'dinok over mitzvah sa'seh dator atziva lev tishmun. Right, there's a difference. Right, so therefore, says the Menachas Chinuch, it's only, he comes up with a chiddush on the whole category, it's only if you're mevater and you deny the ability and significance of the nevuah. Most other achronim, the mitzvah samelech and others, give a different answer. And they say there's a difference between nevuah Moshe and Torah Moshe. If Moshe gives a nevuah and tells Am Yisrael to do something, then for sure, it's a nevuah and one has to listen to it. But Torah Moshe, Torah Sivalana Moshe, Zichron Torah Moshe Avdi, that's Torah Moshe. It's a different category. Torah Moshe and Nevuah Moshe are very different, and therefore you can't ask one to the other. Of course, if somebody doesn't do a mitzvah, that's not listening to Torah Moshe. That's a different category than Nevuah Moshe. Okay, we'll see if there's time more later to be able to get back to some of those halachos. But anyway, that's why there were so many details of Mitzrayim given in this perek, explains the Das Sofrim to help bolster the emuna that they had in Yechezkel. So Hashem tells Yechezkel to talk about the destruction and the downfall of Mitzrayim. Pasuk Vav, Komar Hashem and Aflu Somche Mitzrayim. Those that support Mitzrayim will fall. Right, the Ozrim, right? They will fall. Vayared Gaon Oza. And its pride will fall. Umi migdal svene b'cherev yipluba, from the tower of svene in by sur neum Hashem Elokim. The Malbim here describes, and he said in meduik and the psukim, that the Mitzrayim, we spoke about this last parak also, the Mitzrayim believed in four gvuras. Number one, all the amim around them that were going to help them, and that's what's knocked out here. The somchei Mitzrayim. Number two, aide rov ha'amon shagar b'tok Mitzrayim. They themselves. There were many of them that lived in Egypt, and they were felt protected. Number three, the yor. They felt that the yor was a god, and that would protect them. And number four, haminu shabakula min ho'elilim v'melech shalhem b'roshem. They thought the gods would protect them, and that is exactly what's described here in all of these sukkim, that all of those are going to fall. The somchim, those that helped, v'nashamu b'toch aratzos neshamos, and they will be desolate among all desolate lands. V'yarav b'toch arim nacharavos tiena, and they'll be counted among the destroyed lands, right? The desolate lands, many desolate lands throughout history. V'yadu g'yani Hashem b'siti eis b'mitzrayim, they'll know it was me, says Hashem. But I sent the fire in Egypt. V'nishbru kol ozreha, all of those who support will be broken. V'yamahu yetze malachim milafanai batzim lahacharidis kush betach. My malachim, my message will go out to affect Kush. V'yisachal chalabahem b'yokiyom mitzrayim kihnei ba'a, I come, and there is going to be terrible destruction in that wake. Ko'amar Hashem Elokim, v'hishbati es hamon mitzrayim yad Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel. Hashem says, I will destroy. V'hishbati, they will seize miad, the destroy, the hamon mitzrayim, in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Right, two important points on this pasuk, v'hishbati. So does that mean physically annihilate, or does that just mean that they will be destroyed and there won't be a power anymore? So that might be a machlokas tanoim. There is a fascinating machlokas tanoim in the psikta in Parshas Bichu Kosai. The pasuk says in Bechukosai veHishbati Chaya Ra'a min Haaretz. Hashem, in the future, will remove Chayos Ra'os, wild animals. So the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda says that they will be removed. There won't be any Chayos Ra'os in the future. Rabbi Shimon says that no, there will be Chayos Ra'os, but they won't be attacking. They won't be vicious. What do you see from there? Rabbi Yehuda says that vihishbati, lishbos, means physical destruction. Or Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you change the nature of something, so then that itself is as if its ki'ilu has changed, and therefore, that's what vihishbati means. If there are wild animals, they're just not wild, that's ki'ilu, they're vihishbati. I once heard, maybe lishitasam, it says, by chametz, tashbisu sarmi batechem, we have to destroy chametz. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Ein bi'er chametz ela b'sreifa, the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Pesachim. While the chachamim, meaning Rabbi Shimon, says, no, right, you could just be far bazar la ruach matal yam, right, crush it up and sprinkle it. Say machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says destruction means physical annihilation, removal, and that's tashbisu sa'ar, ebi or chametz ala b'sreifa. While the chachamim say no, you could change its nature, change its essence, and in that way, that also can be a kiyum. And maybe one could even suggest, I think I heard this between the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I don't remember, that malacha shein esricha legufa. We know the machlokes on Shabbos. If I do a malacha, but for a different purpose than its ultimate purpose, than it was done in the Mishkan, so Rabbi Shimon says, pat. Rabbi Yehuda says you're still chayev. Rabbi Shimon would say that act. It says on Shabbos, "Vayom Hashvi Tishbos." Same verb, Tishbos. Says Rabbi Shimon, as long as you change the essence, it's as if you're being shoveis, and therefore, if you have a different purpose in mind, then you're going to be pater. It's not going to be a malacha daraisa. While Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's still there. You still did the physical act, so that's enough to call it a violation, and it's not an example of shvisa. But either way, that's what it says here in Pasuk Yud. Hashem says, v'hishbati, I will remove, I will destroy Hamon Mitzrayim. So maybe the same machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda would agree. Also, this whole parak is about Mitzrayim being taken down by Bavel, but we know Bavel eventually will be taken down by Paras, and it'll be in ups and downs in this cycle. You know, it's a fascinating commentary. Rabbi Lau, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, has a Haggadah. So on Chad Gadya, in the back of the Haggadah, he says, what's the purpose of Chad Gadya? What's the message for us? So he titles it as Historia Kipuzzle. History is like a puzzle. Chad Gadya hu nosei shel emunah. Shebol atzbiya banu at hakara sheyesh din veyesh dayan. It's to tell us that there is an ultimate dayan. Toras hagmul po'elas. Yesh schar veyesh onesh. Right? Everything has something, a cause and an effect. Right? You read the goat. You think, oi, the goat. And then what do you see? You see the shore, and you see the water, and you see the stick. There's something that's already above. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top. Sometimes we only see like a few pieces of the puzzle. We don't see the whole picture. That's what life's about. Retrospectivi. You see how everything fits together. And you see, Hashem says, Ufanai lo yeirau. And he says, B'piyetzeh, after giving some examples, B'piyetzeh, Anu, Nifradim yilel ha-seder, at the end of the seder, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sofek ha-ladoros, V'kol ha-nistoros, U'mishalem le'ish kema'aseyu, V'yesh mataral yonah, Shalkiyim elokus ba'olam, Yesh din v'yesh dayan. Right, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top. And V'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say at the end of the Haggadah, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all of the different pathways and travels throughout history. That's, again, a reflection of this parak. So Nebuchadnezzar takes care of Mitzrayim, Yud Aleph. Hu v'amo itar itse goyim, the vicious enemies, muva'im l'shachet ha'aretz, to destroy. They take out their swords, heiriku charvosam al Mitzrayim, umalu as'aretz chalal. Everybody is, even the gods are destroyed. Ko amar Hashem alokim v'avati gilulim, v'shbati elilim, minof, v'nasim e'aretz Mitzrayim. I remove the gilulim and the elilim, even the gods. Right? These gods are destroyed. Hashem doesn't remove gods every second. If somebody bows down to a god, Hashem doesn't remove it. Right? That's the Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet. Right? They asked the Chachamim in Rome that if Hashem doesn't like gods, then why doesn't he destroy them? Somebody bows down to an idol, so why doesn't Hashem zap the idol down at that second? Im Emer Sono, Ba'avodas Kochavim, Lam Eina Mavatla. Why isn't he Mavatalit? Amru Lahen. So he says says to them, Ilu ludav reshin sarach la'olam bo, hayu ovdin, hayu mavatlo. If they worshipped something that the world didn't need, fine, he'd be mavatalit. But they worshipped the Cham and the Levana, what? They worshipped the sun and the moon and the stars. Those have unbelievable purposes. I should yabed olamo mebrei ha-shotim. I should destroy the world because of a bunch of fools. So they say, Amr lamp, so just destroy the things that the world does not need. So they say back, no, that would be even worse. Amr lehen, afanu machzikin, yidei ovdei am shalelu. Shomrim teidu shein alahu shein arein lo batlu. You see, these were mevatel, so it must be our gods are even stronger. Again, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always get involved because, you know, he leaves the world and that let the people, asitin hein litin esadin, as the Gemara in the continuation there says. But here, once in a while, Hashem destroys, like here, he destroyed the idols. And Vashimosi as Pasros, here are the names that we mentioned before, Vanasati Esh Bitsoan, Vasiti Shvatim Bino, Varichamasi Al Sin, Ma'oz Mitzrayim, all of these names that are listed here, turning over Yudches of Sachpan Ches, Chasach Hayom. And in Sachpan Ches, the day was Chasach, withheld. The day was withheld. What does that mean? Pashos, it means it became dark. The light was withheld. Rashi says, Yimna Ha'or. It means the day was withheld, it means the light was withheld. Interesting, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos Maseches Tamid uses this to teach. We just find the Rambam here, quotes this pasuk in the Mishnah, in the fourth parak of Tamid, where it describes that we do Shechita, Kineged, the morning Tamid is Shechted on the west side, opposite the sun, and on the afternoon, it's the east, also opposite the sun. Says the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, Shashemesh, Shochten Oso B'tzad Mizrachi, B'pnei Hashemesh Oz B'mayrav, Kedesha Gam Yei Kineged Hashemesh, Amar Yisaleh Shnayim LaYom, Ubaba Kabbalah Kineged Yom. Opposite the day, opposite the sun. V'yom u'shem ha-shemesh, k'mo she'nemar, chasach hayom. Like he quotes here, the sun was withheld. Doesn't mean the day was withheld. The sun was withheld. But sometimes you see the word yom, which means sun. V'yasisi shvatim b'mitzrayim, v'yadu k'yani Hashem. And they will know that I am Hashem. And again, the parak ends off. Ben Adam et zroa parah melech Mitzrayim shavarti. I broke the arm of Mitzrayim. V'hinei lo chubasha laseis refuos lasum chito lachavsha. There won't be any bandages on it to make it any better. It's even a psikta. The psikta says that why is Paro's arm broken? Because he was sholeach yad b'pikadon. Right, Bnei Yisrael were pikdonos in his land, and he was sholeach yad. The psikta Rabasi in Yutes. Kol mi shesholeach yad b'pikdonos shel chaveiro roi shetishaber yado. Mimi at lamad mi paro. Shahu Yisrael nesunim b'yado pikadon. Ubikesh lifshot yad b'hem b'shav shiber hakadosh baruch hu ezroo. And how do you know we were pikadon? Pakod pakadati. But it's interesting. Even now, this Mitzrayim is much later. They're still getting be paid back for what happened much earlier in terms of the pikadon that we were and how they treated us way back in Mitzrayim. This takes us through the second parak in a row that talks about Mitzrayim, as we will see next time as we get in a little bit into Ashur. But again, all of these prakim are about the other nations to give us some nechama after we had the first bunch of prakim all about the churban of Yerushalayim. Right? Yesh din, the yesh dayan. We'll stop here.